SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve, and there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Dubrovka Bencic. Dubrovka was born in Yugoslavia. With a Croatian heritage, Dubrovka's family did not feel welcome in the region where they lived, so they left the country during a civil war and moved to the United States. Dubrovka compares the European lifestyle that she grew up with to that of life in the U.S. Here's Dubrovka's story.
My full name is Dubravka Bencic, or Dubravka Bencic, which is the way that we say it where I was from. And I'm born in former Yugoslavia. And the reason I say that is because whenever I lived there, the country was called Yugoslavia. And since then, it's been broken up into separate countries, which are Bosnia, Serbia, and Croatia is where I lived. And then there's also Macedonia and Slovenia and Montenegro. So those were all called Yugoslavia at one point. There was a civil war that started in former Yugoslavia. I believe it was around the 90s, 91. Precisely. So we're basically war refugees, political immigrants. Because we were of a Croatian heritage living in Serbia, they pretty much didn't want us there. And so my father had to immigrate first. Basically, he ran away because they were going to take him to war or assassinated people and took them to jail and stuff like that. So that was a pretty scary year where I was the oldest sister, so I was aware of what was going on. So I was always on the outlook for the military that could come and take my dad away. So I had to grow up fast. So that was a struggle. I think I was feeling more in shock of having to go through that whole experience, that I didn't know that I felt left down or just in a survival mode, just kind of trying to absorb everything and adjust as soon as possible. My dad was considering a few different places, and one of them was New Zealand and South Africa. I would have rather went somewhere that's a little less of a rat race, a more of a calmer society. It was a different lifestyle. It was more of a European lifestyle, and people enjoyed each other's company and took time to spend time with each other a lot more. It was like a slower pace, and the values were different. People valued each other more than their work or possessions. So I think it was more of like a socially aware climate where I grew up, and then I went into more materialistic climate here in the United States. But I'm definitely Americanized enough that when I was back home this summer, I got kind of agitated with not having my internet all the time and stuff like that. And my kids were laughing at me. Mom, why are you so agitated? And I just realized how dependent I became on the conveniences of the lifestyle that we have here, like how we're so we have the internet everywhere, we have our cars, we can go and just do all these things are so easy. And I've gotten used to like things functioning more fluidly, whereas back home they're slower. This summer I took my daughters, who are in fifth grade, so 10 and 13, and we went to visit my relatives. The place has changed a lot, and it's becoming a lot more westernized, and certain things like food and just the way the life pace goes has definitely changed. Of course, I'd like it to stay the way that it was, because there was certain simplicity of life in some ways, and therefore more fulfilling. But nowadays, it's different. One thing that has become very obvious is to see similarities in all humans and throughout different cultures, to look at what we have in common rather than to look at how we're different.
This episode is based on interviews conducted by Ben, Alexandra, and Samantha from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.